This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Before they said it, we should probably get to they posted it, because there is a Christian Barmore post on X from the early hours of this morning, which is going viral currently. And it reads like this: I just experienced for the first time five Providence cops being very unprofessional. Racism at its finest. So, not sure what occurred. The show is broadcast in Providence, and so perhaps there will be information forthcoming this morning on what Christian Barmore experienced while in Providence, and we will keep you up to date on that. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to start, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Aaron Rodgers, the best soundbite in the business, because after the game Monday night, he threw his receiver, Mike Williams, right under the bus.
Yep.
Just squarely under the bus. Yeah, it was basically his fault for the final interception. He ran the wrong route, blah, blah, blah. Well, Rodgers was on McAfee yesterday, and McAfee asked him about that, and here was Rodgers again. I don't think Rodgers is backing down from throwing his guy under the bus.
I think if you watch my press conferences, I started with myself when I've made mistakes. You know, I got to play better. I can't make that throw. I can't make that decision. That's the standard for everybody. So there were a lot of mistakes throughout the night. But if you're looking at just that play, that's what the question was. What happened on that play? Well, it was two verticals to the right side, and Mike needed to get width to the red line, which would have been a big gain. So I wasn't calling Mike out for anything other than his responsibility and the details in that play. I have a lot of love and respect for Mike. He did some nice things for us. On that play, he wasn't in the right spot. You can make more of that if you want to, but we all should be held to a standard. I hold myself to a standard of greatness, and when it hasn't been there, which it hasn't been at certain times, I've stood up there and said, I got to play better. I wasn't very good tonight. And I think hopefully that's an example for everybody else to start with themselves. But that question was about what happened on the last play. I said what happened on the last play, you know.
Mike Williams so much that as soon as Davante Adams was acquired by the Jets, the Jets announced that they were willing and open to trading Mike Williams.
No. You got to carry the red line.
Now, Game Dog in the Twitch chat says, good on Rodgers. Tell it like it is.
Run the right route. I'm cool with that.
As a player, you were okay
got no issues with
a quarterback addressing that with the media as opposed to addressing that with you as the
I mean,
as
he
the
probably addressed it with him beforehand.
Okay.
Like he said, he was, I would do the same thing if I was a receiver, if I was Mike Williams and I ran a specific route and they asked what happened on that last play, and I would, you know, I would say, well, I'm supposed to run the red line up the seam and Rodgers threw
5 yards away from
that. And Rodgers threw it to the sideline or threw it wherever, you know, and I think it's just like, I have no issues with that.
My favorite thing is when anonymous users of chat rooms demand accountability.
I hold myself to a standard of greatness.
And the other would be everybody on the same page here that if the receiver post game was asked about a play and he said, you know what, I ran the right route. Rodgers was 2 yards short in hitting me. Do you think Aaron Rodgers would take that in stride?
No.
Okay. Biggest fraud. That's why he loses. You can't define it. You can't. That is why he is underachieved. He is more into how he looks than how the team plays.
Like we had Ty on yesterday. You can't be afraid to call your teammates out. You can't, when asked questions about certain things. I mean, as long as you're willing to put it on yourself too, you can't. And then at least your teammates know, hey, if he did something bad, I know if I said to, you know, if they asked about and I said, well, it was his fault that we weren't able to get on the same page. As long as you're cool with that, like, I got no issues with that. It's about holding each other accountable.
Okay. What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, would you like to hear what Bill Belichick had to say about Drake May's first career NFL start?
Yes.
This was his underdog podcast with Matt Patricia and Mike Lombardi, his best friends. Here was their summation of Drake May.
They put him out there. Hey, let's see what he can do. Did some things they can build on, and I'm sure that's what they're looking to go to London next week and see if they can continue that.
You know, but all the talk about the quarterback, I mean, you gave up 41 points. I mean, you know, everybody thinks the quarterback's the magic wand. Well, we just changed quarterbacks. That's what they did at the Raiders. We're just going to change quarterbacks. They get Pittsburgh scored 32 on them last week. Pittsburgh usually don't score 32 points in two games.
Yeah. Quarterbacks don't play defense.
Exactly.
Some people lose sight of that.
I know it's hard. It's a news flash we might have to put out there. It's
we always talk about that when it's like, you know, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. I'm like, I don't think those two are ever lined up across
from
each other.
No.
There's a whole defense involved in that.
Yeah, how have the Colts and the Patriots been after Tom Brady and Peyton Manning left? You buffoons. That's why Bill Belichick failed.
Some people lose sight of that.
His only comment is quarterback doesn't play defense.
Some people lose sight of that.
It's so amazing. They can't accept the new NFL. Like, I'm sorry, defense isn't as important. It's okay. If you have Jaden Daniels, all of a sudden the Commanders look like a different team.
Right.
What happened to the Texans? Did they all of a sudden get a better defense when they drafted C.J. Stroud?
Nope.
Oh, wow. I wonder how coincidental that is when the Bengals got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase on offense. All of a sudden they got to a Super Bowl.
And no one's like, it's so frustrating when people are like, oh, the Patriots still lost by 20. Yeah, we get it. No one expects them to be good. We are just evaluating the play of the quarterback. I think that's what 95% of Patriots fans evaluate every single week from here on out. I could care less what happened in the first 5 weeks of the season. Should they have started Drake May? Yes, they didn't. Okay, where are we? Now I care about what does Drake May look like week to week. If we get blown out, I don't care.
Yeah, that's okay. The argument that they would be 3-3 or something is annoying to me.
But it's a possibility.
The Patriots? They absolutely would be 3-3.
No.
It's a possibility.
The roster around whoever the quarterback is so bad, Curtis.
Greg, with Jacoby Brissett playing quarterback, they were two plays away, one in each game, from winning those without argument. If they kick the field goal and don't take the sack, with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter against the Seahawks in week two, they win that game. And if Jalen Polk gets a better throw in the end zone or gets his feet down, whichever you want to say, they win that game.
And I think
really not that hard.
And I think the biggest question is there a possibility? Yes, but who knows? But I think the biggest question that when you ask people, are they a better offense with Drake May?
Yes.
And that's all that matters. So maybe they
by a wide margin?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Greg, yeah. They scored more touchdowns in Drake May's one game at quarterback than they had combined with Jacoby Brissett.
Right, and they had more turnovers, thereby giving up 41 points.
But and was that a good defense?
Week one, he would have been so much more improved by week six.
Nobody's
so the turnovers
that.
Would have been a thing of the past.
And the Texans are a good defense, right, Wiggs?
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, against the best defense or one of the best defenses they played, they scored as many touchdowns as they had in the weeks prior combined.
And the turnover element, the first one, clearly on him, airmails it. The second interception goes off the guy's hand. Great play by the defender.
I mean, would you have thrown that ball?
No, it's a design screen.
Yeah,
it's more on the offensive lineman. Like, let me give you a window into the meeting. The coach is more upset about the lineman not cutting Will Anderson or getting Will Anderson's hands down. So that he would get more of the blame. And then the obviously strip sack and fumble. Drake, yes, you have to be better with the football, but that would also get blamed on the offensive lineman because Drake May's looking to the left. He doesn't see the rusher coming, or he doesn't feel that pressure. Okay. So it would be a little bit more blamed on the O-line than it would be on Drake May.
Fumble on him at all?
It was a strip sack.
When did he fumble?
It was the strip sack.
Yeah, but he's looking left, and the guy comes from the right.
Maybe if you started him in week one, he senses that pressure a little bit better in week six and gets rid of the football.
All right.
And he had a tackle on defense.
Yes, he did. He did have a tackle.
I think that's the only conversation that we need to have is the offense a much better offense with Drake May.
I say yes.
Yeah. And you can tell
Shime says yes.
Yeah, and I think Greg, anybody who watched that game who's being honest would look and go, this offense looks much better with him. Yeah, he turned the football over, but it looks like they can do more things.
And part of the reason Bill Belichick is not coaching this year is because of that point of view. Like, the Texans lost J.J. Watt, brought in C.J. Stroud, got better. Bill Belichick refuses to live in a world where the quarterback is by far and away the most important person in the organization.
Yeah, he still thinks that defense can win football games, and you're saying that it can't.
Unless you have a historically great defense, but even then, every rule. Think about this year.
Would you suggest that the success that the Vikings are having is because of defense?
Not entirely.
No, absent the brilliant offensive scheme with Darnold and O'Connell, they're not where they are. Justin Jefferson is one of the three best players in football.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that's actually the opposite. They're elevating the quarterback with a scheme and one of the best receivers. Bill hates paying both quarterbacks and receivers.
All right, anything else, Sean?
Yeah, one more quick one for you here. Tom Brady, as we've talked about, was announced a minority owner in the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, the majority owner, Mark Davis, talked about Tom Brady and was asked about him after the announcement. Here was Mark Davis.
What role do you expect Tom Brady to play in your organization?
Well, you know, it's kind of putting the cart before the horse. We wanted to get to this point first before we started defining anything of that nature and all that. But it's just exciting. What I was going to say is we traded Devontae Adams for Tom Brady. Although Tom can't play, I think he can help us select a quarterback in the future and potentially train him as well. And so it's a huge benefit to the organization.
Okay.
There you go. You know what Tom's going to be doing.
So he's going to be an owner coach. He's going to be training the quarterback.
Well, he's going to be what Elway was. He's going to basically...
Like director? Like, is he going to be the GM?
He's probably going to be...
Former player advisor?
Vice president of player personnel?
Maybe vice president. I wasn't... Elway, vice president of football operations?
Yeah, he was like the GM.
He's going to run the whole thing. Coaches,
like John Lynch.
Yep. Coaches, players... You name it, Brady is going to be the decision maker on all those things. I think Mark Davis is going to be like, all right, Tom, who should we hire as coach? And Brady's going to go do all the interviews. They're going to say, here's who we need to draft. He is going to be the guy.
You just brought them up, Greg. I wonder if his hire is Brian Flores. Full circle.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Right?
That is a huge possibility. And he loves... Shador Sanders.
Look, I mean.
Or Shador Sanders loves him.
Right.
Does he also hold the bowl when Mark Davis gets his haircut?
No. That is the dumbest haircut I've ever seen.
I don't know. I think he can't do nothing with it.
What do you mean he can't do anything
with it? I think it's...
You can always do something with it.
I think it's...
Get that to worse. You shave it off.
Look what I do. Right.
Yeah, but he's not... bald. Like, he's not going.
Well, his head is also, like, egg-shaped. It's not really circular.
Yeah. He has nothing between his ears, but he has stuff on his head. Greg, can I just get one thing off my chest with that cut we just played with Patricia?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
So bad.
Looks like Roseanne's sister from the TV show.
No, it looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Mark Davis looks like.
Pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
Yeah, you can see him right now on Twitch. And you should be watching the show on Twitch. Go to Twitch and follow WEI. You should be watching the show on YouTube. Go to YouTube and watch the show. Yes, Curtis. What?
If Matt Patricia's defense doesn't allow 41 points to Nick effing Foles, they have 7 Super Bowls. God, I hate that guy.
All right. Well, that's They Said It. Mm-hmm. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will get to the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 this morning. And we still have to do ick or no ick for Sherry, the listener, who DM'd.
So I'm very excited.
We'll do that at 9 on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by The 99. If you missed what Greg just read a few minutes ago, Christian Barmore took to X early this morning, 1:22 a.m. to be exact, tweeting, "I just experienced for the first time 5 Providence cops being very unprofessional, racism at its finest. As we wait to find out what that situation was, we will let you know."
Don't we need more now? Like, especially from Christian, like to say, like, all right, what exactly? Who was the other player? Was Javon Baker? Right? At the airport, who was waiting. Wasn't it Javon Baker?
I don't know what you're talking
at the airport, who live streamed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Himself with the cop that was behind him.
No, he got a ticket. I don't think that was at the airport. I thought he was.
Yeah, it was like leaving the airport.
Okay. He was like speeding or whatever. Oh. Got a ticket and he was pissed off about it.
But at least we had some context to what the issue was.
Well, I think if you're the Providence Police Department, you would want to address this immediately.
Yes, you would. You know what my mom used to say about this very thing, Wiggy?
Yes, I do.
What did she say?
The great Mrs. Hill used to say, nothing good happens after 11 p.m., correct?
Yes, it was 11 p.m. Yeah. Nothing good happens after 11 p.m.
She's spot on.
Yeah.
My mother used to say, everything good happens after midnight.
Yeah, love it. I understand.
Davante Adams is a New York Jet. The Jets are sending back to Vegas a conditional third-round draft pick that can become a second-round pick if he's either a first- or second-team All-Pro this season or on an active roster for the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl. Speaking of the Raiders, Tom Brady, officially a minority owner. The deal was unanimously approved by NFL team owners on Tuesday at the league's annual fall meetings. So now, Tom Brady, an owner for the Raiders and Aces. The Bruins are on the road tonight, taking on the Avalanche in Colorado. Puck drop at 7:30. 9:30. And in baseball, the Yankees go up two games on the Guardians. A 6-3 win in game two of the ALCS last night. The Mets and Dodgers will face off in the NLCS game three tonight. First pitch at 8:08. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked homestyle chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I forgot one about my correct predictions. The Jets are also one, because you add an all-time loser, Aaron Rodgers, to the losingest franchise in all of American sports, and you get two big fat losers. 41 degrees, partly cloudy, afternoon high 54.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.